Steve Grimmer Show continues now, and we continue with always trying to make your health as good as it can be. Did I mention my resting heart rate is 57? I just learned that. I mean, I guess I'm doing something right. I'm very happy. My blood pressure, 120 over 80. I'm going to live forever, or make my best attempt. And with that in mind, I want to bring on a professional who spends her life trying to make people live as long and healthy as possible, Dr. Candace Metcalf, the Chief of Staff at Sparrow Hospital. Doctor, how are you today?
I'm fine, Steve. I'm glad to hear you're well, too.
I am well. You know, and I was born at Sparrow Hospital, but every now and then I go back to visit. I usually go in by way of the emergency department just to make sure that everything's up to snuff and, you know, things are going as they should, and I want to give them a little bit of a test when I go through the doors there.
We appreciate that. That's called a secret shopper in my world.
Exactly.
So thanks for your business.
I'm a secret shopper at Sparrow Hospital. You got me, Doctor. Let me ask you, how long you been with Sparrow?
I've been at Sparrow. Well, I was born at Sparrow, as
just
you were.
Like me.
So been here a long time. I won't tell you how many years ago that was. But I've been on staff here as a physician for 20 years now.
So, all right. So you're elevated to chief of staff, a very important position because you pretty much oversee all of the doctors at the hospital, right? You are the last desk they come to if there's a concern or something good to talk about, right?
It's a privilege to serve. I have been elected by my colleagues to be their voice at many, many meetings, and it is an honor.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed that Sparrow in recent years has won a number of accolades, a number of very prestigious awards and associations and so forth, and it's a testament to the staff that you have there, the doctors, the nurses, the support staff, all of them, making Sparrow really a standout institution. And recently, the anesthesia department receiving a major national award. Tell us about that.
Sure. I'm thrilled to talk about this because in addition to being chief of staff, I am a member of the team that received the award. This is our obstetric anesthesia department, and we were recently designated as a center of excellence by an organization called SOAP. SOAP is an acronym. It stands for the Society for Obstetric Anesthesia and Perinatology, and this is a nationwide organization that strives to improve patient experience in the maternity world and also outcomes surrounding the care of our new mothers and our newborns. And at Sparrow, we always try to put the patient first, and this is an opportunity to say that we're doing the very best we possibly can to put new mothers and babies right up front.
Sure, and you know what I've experienced myself and heard from others as well, and you described it in part there, Doctor, and that is when you come to Sparrow, no matter what it may be, whether it's the joy of a new birth, of a new child in the family, or if you're facing one of the most frightening situations in life, that being a cancer diagnosis, when you come to Sparrow, you're embraced by a family of people. It's not like one person or two. It's like this whole group of people that surround you and help you through this experience. Tell me about that.
Well, healthcare is a team experience these days. It takes a lot of people. It takes a village, as they say. And this award demonstrates that our OB anesthesia department, working alongside our obstetricians and our wonderful nurses, residents, nurse anesthetists, we have perinatologists and neonatologists, midwives and nurse practitioners, all working to optimize the care of our new mothers. And that's true for all our patients. But, again, this award designates the OB anesthesia department, so I want to focus on them and throw them some kudos.
Well, they certainly earn it, and they deserve it, because that puts Sparrow in the ranks of only a few other distinguished institutions around the nation. So, I mean, for you as being chief of staff, it has to bring you pride as well, because you walk through the halls of your hospital and you say, these are award-winning people and these are award-winning people. So I'm perfectly happy to let you go ahead and give a pat on the back to these folks.
Anytime we win an award like this, though, it speaks to the high quality of care that you receive here at Sparrow. It's a privilege to be part of this team, and also we need to be sure and recognize the caregivers at every level. It's not just our professional staff. It's also our environmental services staff and our dietary staff. Everyone is providing great care. Our engineering staff keeps the lights turned on for us. So we're all here for our patients, and it does take a village of great people.
And I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, I really believe, you know, the doctors that I've dealt with at Sparrow on occasion are terrific, but it's always the nurse that I have more interaction with, the nursing staff. You have a lot of direct healthcare interaction with. And I have found over the course of time, and you mentioned it, Nurses Week, you know, recognizing nursing in America, that it's the nurses that can really make the difference between a more comfortable state. Because let's be honest, if you're in the hospital, you're probably not having a great week unless you're having a child. But for a lot of other reasons, it's a difficult time. You have challenges, you have concerns, and it is that nursing staff, that part of the Sparrow family that can really help a patient emotionally, physically. It can be the difference maker, can it?
It's true. Anytime you're in a hospital, whether it's a happy experience or a challenging experience, it's a frightening experience. And so that extra little tender, loving care from our nursing staff and all our caregivers goes a long, long way to reassuring patients. It's a very frightening thing to be in a hospital.
Let me ask you this. I want to ask you something else. Dr. Candace Metcalf here, Chief of Medical Staff for Sparrow Hospital, because I know that with the economy the way it is right now and job demands and opportunities are out there for a lot of folks, are you facing the same demands of finding the good people you need? Whether it's nurses or doctors, it's very competitive out there right now. And are you facing those same sorts of challenges when it comes to making sure that you have the very best people on your team?
You know, we are, Steve. It's always challenging to keep positions filled with the absolute best people. We don't want to hire just average caregivers. We want the top-notch caregivers. But there is a diminishing workforce in Michigan, and so we're starting some new programs. We're partnering with the community college and the university here in town. We want to assist in training the best caregivers so that we can keep them here in our community.
And that's important, and I greatly appreciate that. That's one of the challenges, because in order to have the best, you have to hire the best. And, man, it's tough out there with the economy so good at the moment. Dr. Candace Metcalf here, Chief of Medical Staff for Sparrow Hospital. So if you're listening right now and you want to know more about what's going on with the Obstetric Anesthesia Department and labor and delivery and the things that she came here to talk about and that award-winning group of people, where do they go, Doctor?
Sure. I would suggest that people start with the person providing their maternity care. Some people will choose to use a family practitioner to deliver their baby. Others will have a connection with an obstetric physician, and we hope that they will speak to them about their plans for their optimal delivery experience. That may or may not include an anesthesia provider, but if they need to talk to us, we're more than happy to talk to them.
And Dr. Metcalf, I tip my hat to you and your entire team. Thank you for being here. You guys do great work. No matter whether I'm a surprise or secret shopper or I'm a guy who's on my way in telling you everything at the front end. Doctor, greatly appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Steve. You have a good day. Keep taking good care of yourself.
There you have it. Dr. Candace Metcalf from Sparrow Hospital. We'll be right back.